You're listening to Sideshow Network.
It's Div.
And it's Quinn.
And we are
sitting on each other's laps.
Yeah, like, we didn't think it would be possible,
but it used to not be.
But then we did it, and we were like, oh, this is, like, hella easy.
Oh, yeah. Like, one time I was sitting on Div's lap, and I was like, this is the only way it can be. And another time she was sitting on my lap, and I was like, well, that's it.
And we had to take her to the hospital.
Well, yeah, because I was almost dead. And it's not because you're big.
No, it's because you're so small.
It's because I'm the tiniest. I can't be tinier.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying, but the doctors say, get out.
They say get out because you didn't have an appointment.
And sorry.
You're too pretty. You're making all the patients die.
Sorry. Okay, so anyway, so then we were like, okay, well, let's innovate.
Yeah, let's disrupt the lap industry. So like basically just to imagine it, I know it's a podcast, you guys can't see it, but like
try,
just think about it. So like I'm basically just to like lay it out for you. Like I'm sitting on Quinn's lap
and I'm sitting on Div's lap.
Just picture that. And that's
picture
what it
it.
Looks like.
That's what it is.
That's like two chairs. If you like put them on each other's laps,
it's like two chairs, but they're in the back of the restaurant and they're like, it's been a tough day, but we're the chairs.
Right. Yeah. Like
yeah.
All the chairs are like, ugh, boy.
And speaking of rest, it's
Labor Day, which is when everyone goes
into labor with a
baby. We just want to say congrats to all the women who were selected for this year's birthing.
We hope that when you became pregnant, lined up with 9 months later being Labor Day. Otherwise, you've got some rough stuff out there because you can only have a baby during Labor Day.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like if your baby isn't born during Labor Day, it's considered a changeling. We have to leave it on a mountain so it dies or gets very strong and then we have to fight it and it unites us as a community.
And honestly, it's fine either way, but for us, not for the baby.
Yeah. No, yeah. The baby, like, either has to be a monster or die or get born on
Labor Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you meant someone's being born on the baby.
Oh,
like they're being born on.
But we also, that's the other thing is that the women do have to, they give birth in stacks because it, like.
Oh, yeah, because there's not enough room.
There's not enough room. Like, and it helps the lady on the bottom bunk. We call them bunks because it's sort of like a bunk bed, but it's just people. It helps the baby squirt out, and then the person on top is under a lot of pressure because she's like, oh, I hope I don't feel too fat on her.
And then she gets all slurpy, and then another baby squirts out of her.
Yeah.
Or two babies if it's triplets.
Twins. So basically, like, we just want to remind everyone, like, if you're giving birth this weekend, you might notice something a little different about our podcast.
Which is that
we are taking a
break. It's just a quick week off.
And it's not because we're afraid to see what happens when babies are born, because both of us were individually sick from school on the day that they showed that video because we're afraid.
Yeah, that's not the reason.
It's not the reason.
It's not the reason.
It's not the reason.
The reason is that we are doing something special next week.
Yeah,
we're doing a best of
episode. This is basically like our like if you have like an app that like aggregates your like hot selfies into like a selfie like pastiche.
Yeah, like at the end of the year with Instagram, and they're like, these are your 9 most liked posts.
Yeah, but it's like with sounds and it's stuff that we did,
and it has nothing to do with what you liked. It just has to do with what we liked. There's no feedback
and
system.
It's also not based on like how good or fun or interesting it was. It's just based on how good we looked while we recorded it.
But the good news is that the quality of the podcast is going to still be good and fun and interesting.
Yeah,
because that's just the way it is.
Honestly, it always isn't like no one's ever told us different.
Yeah.
We have a strict no feedback workplace, like in terms of like getting like a negative.
Grades.
Like, no, we just like have a big, like, every performance review, we just go to a mini golf course because it's like, get out. You know, like,
it's just like put a ball in a hole and shut it.
Exactly.
Shut the hole.
Open with the ball.
Your mind.
And both of us banned from the mini golf course at Palm Springs because we put bowls over all of the golf holes. That's none of your business. Are we going to Palm Springs?
Yes.
We figured out how planes work.
Oh. So anyway, definitely listen next week. It's going to be amazing. Again, next week we're doing a best of episode. We're talking your favorite games, your favorite seggies. That's what we call
segments. And your favorite guests.
We think. We haven't put together the best of episode as we're recording this, you ding dongs.
You ding dongs. Life is uncharted. It's sort of like a map that got all wet.
Hey, Div.
Yeah.
Life is a highway.
And I'm going to drag my butt across it because I have worms.
Okay.
Also, don't forget to pre-order our book. We wrote a book with our boobs.
It's called How to Win at Feminism. And it's about
how to win at feminism. And if you read it, you'll be cool to win at feminism. If you pre-order it, you get a tote bag.
No.
No?
I don't know.
I know for sure you get some bonus content. Yeah. And if you get it and buy a tote bag, you get a tote bag.
That's because
you paid for it.
Honestly, we might give you a tote bag. We're just going to have to check and get back to you on
that. We're just like actually not sure because it's like someone was like, hey, I actually need to talk to you about this. And we were like, don't give me feedback.
Here's some important thing you need to know about Div and Quinn. We aren't the boss.
We're not.
We do report to someone else. They rarely check in with us, but this tote bag thing is something that we do need to check in about.
Yeah, we like don't know our boss's name.
No,
she's like
it's
very
so awkward.
Frail.
It's so awkward.
She's so awkward because she's like, I want to say she's super old. She's like 30 something. Like, I don't know. She's like very old and like very angular.
Yeah, she seems mad.
She seems mad.
That's what angular means.
She's got like bangs, but she's like old lady hot.
Oh my gosh, she's so mad.
She could be in her 50s. I don't know. She's like, her name is like Emma.
She's like 30 or 60 or something.
We're not sure.
We're not sure. But she graduated from college like at least 20 years before us.
Yeah. No, she definitely wasn't born in the 20s like us.
Born in the...
So if you want to read a book and listen to a best of podcast, guess what?
You can do it starting next week with our best of podcast. We actually are being taken away right now. We aren't allowed to talk anymore.
But make sure if you give birth, wash that baby off because it's going to have stuff on it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Let's just do that outro one more time because
I was
laughing.
Okay. Keep it in. Let him
in on me. Good morning.
So if you want to pre-order our book and listen to our Best of podcast, guess what?
You can! So tune in next week for our Best of podcast and go to howtowinatfeminism.com to pre-order our book.
And if you do, we'll be like,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Honestly, thank you so much.
Honestly, here's some bonus content. Yeah. And if you're giving birth over Labor Day weekend, just remember, wash that baby off because it's going to have stuff on it.
Toodaloo.
Bye.